Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
Do you have a question for Jason, or how is he supposed to respond to this?
No, he asked the questions to me. No bats.
By hanging up. And
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
We are excited to be joined by Jason Wilde. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin on Wilde and Tausch. Jason, how are you doing? I don't know if the message that you sent to us in the private talk and text line was legit, that you're in a fighting mood, or if that was a joke.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for Hamilton's crap. Okay? I'm in a bad mood.
We'll see.
Not in the mood. No, don't. Hey. Don't push your luck, bro. Warning you.
Okay, no, I consider me warned.
Okay.
I'm not looking to fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I am home alone, like Kevin, except he was home alone with those two burglars trying to get in. I am home alone with our two dogs, Stella and Sadie. Our five pre-existing cats, and now we have taken in two orphaned kittens. Aww. Who are as cute as can be, but I got no help. I've got to take care of nine animals because Paula and Madison and Sydney are at the UW Whitewater gymnastics camp, so I am on my own, and I am feeling more than slightly overwhelmed. So, you know, I appreciate, Matt, you respecting my mental health and not being as difficult as you sometimes are on this program, like a fart in a bathtub.
Yeah, so I can try, but I can make no promises. Jason, I like that you started with you're a lover and not a fighter, and that you then led that you're home alone, because we're asking everyone, are you the cleaner or are you the slob in your household?
Ooh, that is an interesting question, because I married someone who I thought was far more, OCD, anal retentive, whatever phrase you'd like to choose. Mm-hmm. But as the years have gone on, she left me an entirely full sink of dirty dishes that I have to get done. I'm right now coming to you live from the laundry room where, look, that's, I do the laundry. Like, that's, I take pride. I'm very good at it. I get the stains. I've yet to meet a stain I couldn't remove.
I got some shorts for you, Jason.
I've got some baby clothes for you. My goodness.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of my. I got the skills that save us from paying the bills of dry cleaners or whatever. But look, I don't know what happened to her. Like, she was like, I was the messy one, and now, quite frankly, I'm the one who ends up doing all the cleaning up most of the time. So she, in fairness, there are times where she gets in the cleaning mood, but generally speaking, she has conquered the demon of constantly cleaning up. And, Molly, you know this from your parenting experience, like, once the girls came along, they were born 14 months apart. Oof, so there was a time where we had two under two,
yeah,
and she was still trying to keep the house clean. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
The problem is now they're 15 and 14, and they don't help, and she's still holding the policy of, well, we don't really have to clean up. It's fine.
No, that's so funny, because that literally sounds just like my husband, where it's like, it's more important to play with them and make sure that they're,
yes,
happy and all that, which I'm like, totally, I understand. But also, our kids are...
Multitasking is a skill.
Yes, our kids are 17 and 12, and then obviously we have the twins who are about 7 months, and then our 2.5-year-old. So it's like, I get it. There's a lot going on at home, but also... Maybe take 10 minutes away from playing, and then you can wash some dishes,
Yeah.
At least that's my feeling. I'm not saying that's what you're saying.
Try and Tom Sawyer the teenagers.
What's
like,
that?
Man, this is so much fun scrubbing these dishes and making sure they're super clean.
No, because you know what our 17-year-old does, Jason? I don't know if like your kids do this. He goes, my back hurts when I do the dishes. I'm like, how do you think my back feels? I'm older than you. My goodness.
I will be honest, and I'm not here to critique anyone's parenting, and certainly not Matt since he doesn't have a job yet, although he didn't do the greatest job of keeping his two dogs under control for their photo shoot,
yeah.
From what I could tell.
Well, we only have a 10-second timer on the iPhone, so it's hard to wrangle two dogs
that is
while
tough.
Your wife's trying to wear a wedding dress and can't get it dirty. I thought I did a pretty good job, Jason, but continue.
But you're you're entitled to your opinion, even if you're wrong. But when I deal with the girls, my attitude is, and you know, my parents were a lot stricter than I am, but they have jobs. Their jobs are to get good grades and study, and then they both play a ridiculous amount of sports. Mm-hmm. For two girls that are in high school or starting it. And I'm like, look, I don't want you to go work at the local festival on top of that. The only job that I don't want to do, honestly, is litter boxes. It's the one thing that I don't want to do that. And it is, of course, the one job they have and then the one job that they neglect. So I end up doing them anyway. So I feel like it's reasonable to expect them to do that. That would be my one criticism of them, since hopefully no one in my family will listen to this podcast on the ESPN Wisconsin app, because I've now trashed Paula and the girls. So how about that Packers countdown on channel3000.com?
Yeah, it's funny you say someone's got to, one of your daughters has to clean the litter bin the same way you say Rashid Walker or Jordan Morgan may be the best man to win the job at left tackle. Can you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I thought we agreed you weren't going to be difficult. Now yeah. You're taking shots.
Yeah, well.
All right, smart Alec. Tell me who the starting left tackle will be September 7th against the Detroit Lions. Tell me right, who's it going to be?
It's going to be Rashid Walker.
Know-it-all?
It's going to be Rashid Walker.
Why? What makes you say that?
What makes you say
do you
not?
You have to back that up. Because first of all,
he's a starter last
year. We all
year.
Know. Of course.
Jordan Morgan has short arms.
You're trying to apply logic, you guys. You guys need to be better than this. I totally agree with you. It's the dude started 35 games at left tackle last year, including playoffs. He is certainly not Joe Thomas. He's certainly not David Bakhtiari. But he has been more than just serviceable. And this is something that I know from, I guess it's not technically first-hand experience because I'm not a first-round pick or a seventh-round pick. But I have the distinct honor of frequently talking to one of each of those who played the same position.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Tauscher was a seventh-round pick. And then when he was in his final year of his NFL career, in came the bonus baby first-round pick, Brian Bulaga.
Yep.
Iowa. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you know, and those guys were at different points in their careers, obviously, than what Rashid and Jordan Morgan are at. Jordan Morgan is in his second year. He started one game as a first-round pick. At the same time, Rashid Walker is in a contract year. He's not old in the tooth like Tausch was going into year 11. And so he's in a contract year. He obviously needs to win that job for his financial future. But the problem is, and Tausch will tell you this, so don't take it from me, take it from him, that when you're a seventh-round pick, you constantly have to prove you belong in the league to stay in it. Whereas when you're a first-round pick, you constantly have to prove that you're not good enough to stay in the league because they keep giving you chances before they finally say, oh, you know what, this guy's not good enough. And I'm not saying that Jordan Morgan's not good enough to play in the league by any means. We don't know that. I don't know enough about him at this point because he only started one game last year. But he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. If there's a tie, let's say just hypothetically, these two have the exact same training camp. I would say that the tie should go to the incumbent, the guy who started all the games last year. But I'm not sure that's going to be the case.
Would it behoove the Packers to start the rookie, because then they, not that there's like arbitration in football, but they can make the argument that we don't need to pay you as much because we have a guy. Like, well, does that kind of seem like the move Goody makes to keep the prices low and obviously keep his younger guys in the rotation?
Well, I would argue, I mean, first of all, let's, you know, let's be clear. Jordan Morgan is not a rookie. He is a second-year player. Mm-hmm. He had an entire year to develop, so your hope would certainly be that he is better than he was last year. Now, he had the shoulder injury already in camp. But, I mean, it was no contest. I mean, the fight was over before it started last year. Rashid Walker, you know, knocked him out in the first round. He never seriously threatened Rashid Walker's job. And maybe that happens again, and this is all a waste of time. But to me, when you come out like the general manager did and basically say, or did say immediately, that it was going to be a competition, they want their first-round pick on the field. They do. Whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what they want. And so how is that going to play out? I don't know. But if I'm Rashid Walker, you know, if I'm the Packers, I actually think it's the opposite of your theory, Hambone, because
thanks for remembering my name.
I was going to say something. I was contemplating something different, and I didn't know if it was FCC legal or not, so I just bit my tongue and paused instead. But if I'm the Packers, isn't it better that you start Rashid Walker? He plays well enough that you win games, but you then let him walk in free agency and you get a compensatory pick for him as he goes somewhere else. And then you can hand the job over to Jordan Morgan in 2026. That's what I would do personally. But again, I'm not the general manager.
Jason, there was an article over on ESPN where Tucker Kraft was not a top 10 tight end in the NFL per NFL decision makers.
Well, being as I'm not from Idaho.
Oh, okay.
Do you think...
God, that was a great moment.
That was great. So uncomfortable. I died a little inside when that happened. But anyways, does Tucker Kraft need to be a top 10 tight end in the league for the Packers offense to be successful this year?
Yeah, I don't know. These people that do these lists, man, it's a total scam.
God, tell me about lists. It.
Especially when they put two people. Never mind.
Hey,
just kidding.
I thought I said I wasn't in the mood. So that was pretty good, actually. That was very funny. Look, they're all things to bide your time until camp starts. And this is another example of it. And I'm not impugning the work that ESPN does because I read this stuff too, and I do think it's interesting. And Jeremy Fowler talks to, you know, NFL personnel people when he compiles that, so it's not just guesswork. I know, you know, and top 10 lists at each position would also not just be picking one person, but that's another story for another day. I would say this. I don't really care if he views or the people in the league view him as a top 10 tight end or not. I think he's a really, really good football player, and I think he's still just scratching the surface. I mean, remember, this is a guy, you know, and Matt, you can think back to your curling days. I know you were a prodigy, you know, a young guy that just the game came easily to him. But you became, by the time you won your gold medal, you obviously had developed, right? You had improved immensely despite your immense talent that you were given by the good Lord above. Well, the same holds true for Tucker Kraft. And let's not forget that his development, he's coming from playing, you know, not in Idaho, but in South Dakota, tiny, you know, nine-man football or eight-man football, I can't remember which. And then he played at South Dakota State, which is not exactly Ohio State or another big-time football factory. So his development, he's only going into, let's not forget, he's only going into year three. Like, we're kind of, so I don't have a problem with him not being viewed yet as a top 10, but I guarantee you this, if he has the kind of season I think he's going to have, he's going to be in the top 10 list a year from now, and that's not going to be even close to a question.
Wow.
I like the sound of that.
Well, thanks, Jason. Yeah. We appreciate you taking the time, and we hope that you enjoy your time at home by
at
yourself with your nine animals.
Well, I do have I do have a top 10 list of animals in my house, and I only have 9, so I don't have to put them 2 in one spot.
There you go. That's a good place to
yeah.
You guys are
yeah,
you guys
you'd
are jerks.
Still debate
Goodbye.
About the ranking of it.
Take care, be good. Just kidding. Oh, he actually left without saying take care, be good. Wow, that was wild.
I'm mad at you.
Oh, he's still there.
He's still there. I was waiting for him to say something.
That was Jason yeah. Wilde. Oh, my God.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Jason.
Have a good weekend, you jerks. Bye. Now I'm hanging up.
That was Jason Wilde. You can hear
thank
him.
Thank
you. Gee-mitty Christmas. You can hear him weekdays from 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin. Is that our part-timer, Devin Robinson, former Wisconsin volleyball player, national champion?
That might be. She's in the next room right now. She's just hungry. That's all it is.
Right.
So that is actually Devin Robinson making that sound. Yes, that is her.
But you shouldn't
barking.
Have said that because we already say that you're a serial killer on the show.
You gotta, like, lock away in
I
the
don't
next
have
room.
Her locked away. She's just waiting for Matt to return her serve still. She's up there with a volleyball right now.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do that in the break.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do want to dive more into this Tucker Kraft nonsense story. I don't know what you guys call it, but
we can do a rank and find out if it's nonsense or not.
That's true.
Next.
Maybe that's a good segment, nonsense or not. This is Jim, Matt, Molly. We are presented by Coors Light.